It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And joining us on the phone today, Royce Shenneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Royce, today we're talking about you guys seeking some candidates for Board of Directors vacancies. Tell us a little bit more about what you guys are looking for.
You bet. The Nebraska Wheat Board, as most people know, has a 7-member board of directors that are producers from different places around the state. We have 6 districts and 1 at-large, so anybody from anywhere in the state is our at-large member. And they're on a rotating basis, so we don't have full board turnover at one time or another. And right now we happen to have 2 board positions that will be coming open. The incumbents decided not to put their name in the hat again. So we're going to have 2 openings on the board. One of those is District Number 1, which is the Northern Panhandle. There's 7 counties in that region. So if you live in Sioux, Scottsbluff, Dawes, Box Butte, Morrill, Sheridan, or Garden counties, and you're interested in serving on the Wheat Board, we'll have an opening for that district. And then the other district that's open right now, or will be coming open as of July 1st, is District 6, which is Eastern Nebraska. And that district is 56 counties. So it covers a lot of north central Nebraska, northeast, southeast, and even kind of moves towards central Nebraska. So it's a large area, and any wheat producer in any of those counties or that area that's interested, they can certainly give me a call and I'll talk them through the process.
Okay. Districts 1 and 6, as you mentioned, who's qualified to sit in these positions?
That's a great question. There are qualifications that need to be met to be appointed into the positions. And first of all, the person needs to reside within the district or within those groups of counties that make up the district. They have to be actively engaged in growing wheat. They have to have raised wheat for at least 5 years and derive a substantial portion of their income from growing wheat. And then it is kind of a competitive process. It's open to anybody that meets those qualifications can apply, and they have to apply on the governor's website, the application for executive appointment. And once they fill that out, whoever the successful person is actually appointed by the governor to serve a 5-year term on the Wheat Board.
Excellent. All right. Royce, if folks are interested in maybe learning a little bit more about these opportunities, what's the best way to do that?
They can either look at our website, nebraskawheat.gov, or the best way is to call our office at 402-471-2358. I can visit with them and talk to them about what the time commitment is, what a typical year on the board looks like, give them a lot more information about what we do and how we invest the checkoff dollars, and again, talk about that time commitment. So if they want to give me a call at the Wheat Board office, 402-471-2358, I'd be happy to talk to anybody that meets those qualifications, is interested in serving on the board, and leading our wheat industry into the future.
Excellent. All right. That's Royce Shenneman joining us, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Again, they're seeking a board of directors for Districts 1 and District 6. You can contact them for more information. I'm Alex McAvica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.